There are 7 core systems you need for nonprofit event success. Today, I'm going to talk very briefly about what a system is, the difference between a system and a process, and describe in detail the 7 systems you need. Hi, I'm Alicia Barga, owner of Ripple Event Marketing. I've been producing nonprofit fundraising and awareness building events since 2010. I understand the challenges of working with small budgets, coordinating teams of volunteers, navigating event technology, and trying to manage all of this, plus your other duties and tasks, while also trying to have a personal life. In each episode, I teach you the fundamentals of planning a successful event. I keep it simple. You'll learn how to take small steps to creating an event that achieves results without burning you out in the process. So let's get started. We often throw around terms such as systems and processes and use them interchangeably. I'm totally guilty of that. But there is a difference. Systems are a group of related tasks. They are the framework. Processes and procedures are the steps that ensure the tasks are done efficiently and consistently, an emphasis on consistently. Put another way, a system is a set of processes and procedures that give you the ability to delegate, making your life easier, and enabling you to grow your event. For example, Starbucks has a system for making hot beverages. They have a system for making cold beverages, one for making and serving food items. Within each of those systems, there are a series of steps that are processes and procedures. Today, we're going to talk about the 7 systems for nonprofit event success. I'll also give you a few ideas for processes and procedures that you might have within each of these systems. My goal is for you to first think about the systems and then develop your own processes and set of written procedures for maximum success. And I'm going to talk more about written procedures at the end. Each event is different, so your systems will likely be the same for every event, but the processes and procedures can vary greatly. Let's dive in. Number 1 is a sponsorship sales system. The goal with any event is to get enough sponsorship dollars to cover all the costs of your event. So when it comes to ticket sales and the ask or any donations, that is all pure profit for the organization. Therefore, it is crucial to have a sponsorship sales system. Within your system, you should have a process for determining sponsor levels and benefits or whatever it is that you're offering in exchange for sponsorship dollars. Remember, sponsorship is not philanthropy. Sponsors are not donors. They expect to get recognition or some type of benefit for their money. If you need a refresher on sponsorship, go to episode 28, 7 Steps to Get Ready for Sponsorship Sales. Once you've determined levels and benefits, you need a process for creating the materials that will be sent to potential sponsors, a way to track prospects and confirm sponsors, and a process for ensuring that each sponsor receives the benefits they were promised. You should also have a process for thanking and keeping in touch with sponsors after the event so they feel like a true partner, not just an ATM. Number 2 is volunteer recruitment and management system. You need a great team to help plan and carry out your event. With that comes the need for a system to recruit, train, and retain both planning volunteers and day of event volunteers. How you structure this will depend on your organization and whether or not you have an organizational volunteer coordinator. Now, these should technically be 2 separate systems, one for your planning team, one for day of volunteers, but I lumped it into one category for this podcast. As part of your planning team recruitment system, you need a process for creating and updating the roles and responsibilities for each chairperson or each role if it's a day of volunteer, a process for communicating with volunteers, whether that's a chair of a committee or a day of volunteer, and a process for onboarding new volunteers and ensuring that they have everything they need to be successful, because that in turn makes you and your event more successful. Number 3, event registration system. Believe it or not, but in the days of yore, which is like 15 years ago, we would email people event registration forms, ask them to fill them out, and then email the form back to us. Thank goodness technology has come a long way and registration tools are in abundance. It's a matter of finding the right one that works for you and your event. The 3 main things you want to look for in an event registration tool is ease of use. Ease of use for you, the person setting it up on the back end. Ease of use for your guest on the front end. And then how easy it is to get the information from your registration platform to your CRM or donor management system. Many CRMs and donor management systems have their own event registration tool or module. Sometimes it's included in the cost, or it can be an add-on for an additional fee. If your donor or customer management system doesn't have an event registration module, I highly recommend a platform called QGIV, QGIV. It has impressive functionality for a very reasonable price. One of the things that really bugs me when researching event registration platforms is when you go to their website and they say, fill out this form to get pricing. I get it. They have a platform with a great deal of functionality and they want to customize the product and the price to the organization. But when I see that on a website, I immediately assume that it's out of my client's price range. And I have filled out those forms and gone through their demos and done all that. And most often I'm right. It is out of my client's price range. So what I like about QGIV is they are very transparent about their pricing. It's a set price. That's it. And that price comes with essentially unlimited support to get your event registration site up and running. If you'd like to set up a demo of QGIV, I'll have a link in the show notes. With an event registration system such as QGIV or the one that comes with your donor platform, it's a self-contained system. The only thing you need to do is have a process for how the site gets set up and who will do it, and then a process at the end of the event for getting that info from the platform to your donor management system. Number 4, you need a money management system. The goal for your fundraising event is to make money. But how will you accept payment? For sponsorship, for ticket or table purchases, and so on. If you have a platform like QGIV or some other one, that is typically rolled into it. So it's not something you have to worry about. However, with sponsorship, with some of those higher ticket items, you may not want to pay the credit card fees or some of those other fees that come with the platform. So most of them will have an option where you can, maybe you want your sponsor to register online through your registration platform, but maybe you want them to send you a check instead of using credit card through the system. So whatever that looks like, whatever your process within your money management system looks like. If you have games at your event, what form of payment will you accept? If you allow credit card payments at your games, do you need a Square or some type of credit card reader? On the flip side, what is your process for money leaving the organization, for making payments? Do you need W-9s from vendors? How do you track which W-9s you have and which ones you still need? How will volunteers get reimbursed if they pay for something out of pocket? What are the rules around reimbursement? All of these things need to be taken into consideration when it comes to your money management system. Think through all the inputs and outputs of money coming to and from the event. Number 5, a marketing and promo system. Event promo is a huge deal. If no one knows about your event, you can't sell tickets or get anyone to attend. Just like volunteer recruitment and management, the processes and procedures within your marketing and promo system will depend on if your organization has a dedicated marketing person or maybe several people. You might have somebody that just does email marketing or one that just does social media. Event promo needs to fit into your regularly scheduled plan. So what is the process for mixing event emails, event social media, and paid ads into the rest of the organizational content? Do you have a process for your volunteers to promote the event? Increasing word of mouth promotion. Those are all things to consider with your marketing and promo system. Number 6, a project management system. A project management system will make your life so much easier. This is how you will organize the planning and execution of your event. All of your systems will be integrated into the project management system. The biggest piece of this system is creating your event planning timeline. If you don't already, you should have a process for creating your timeline. I am working on a guided planning timeline workshop that will be launching soon, and that's a big old mouthful. The name of the workshop is Plan to Plan. And essentially what I'm going to be doing is I have a system where we use wall calendars and sticky notes to create an event planning timeline. But on top of that, at the end of the workshop, I will also have a tutorial for how you can transfer that information from your calendar on the wall into either a spreadsheet or into Asana, which is a project management tool. It's a platform. Now, I highly recommend using a tool, whether it's Asana or Trello, there's a bunch of them, monday.com, ClickUp, any of those tools that can make your life easier. If you would like to hear about the workshop when it goes live, you can join my email list. Go to thatsoundslikeaplan.net/contact and sign up to receive my emails. I'll let you know as soon as that workshop goes live. And again, this is going to be an in-person workshop. It's not some pre-recorded thing where you're going to have these lessons and you're on your own. I will be walking you through this process step by step. Okay, back to your project management system. Also, as part of that system, you should have a process for document naming and document storage. I recommend using either Google Docs or Dropbox or some other online source for document storage so that no matter where or when your team is working on the event, they can access event documents. I also highly recommend having a process for how you store and name documents within Google Docs or Dropbox. It's super frustrating when you can't find a document and, you know, there is a search tool, but it only helps so much. You have to have a general idea of the file name for that to be useful. So what you need to decide is a standard for naming and storing those documents. So if you, for instance, if you are using a date on your to name your file, I'm talking about March 3rd of 2019, is it 3/3/19? Is it 03/03/19? Is it 3/3/2019? What is that standard for naming the document? And if you're in Europe or some other part of the world, it will look a little bit different. But have a system or a standard for, see, I just did it again. I used process and procedure synonymously with system. Have a procedure for how you name that document. Number 7, you need a gratitude system. It requires a lot of money, time, and effort to pull off a successful event. You couldn't do it without your sponsors, staff, volunteers, and donors. And a little gratitude goes a long way. But writing thank you notes can also be really time-consuming. So you need a system. Within that system, you need a process. You need to decide who gets what type of thank you, when those are created, and when they're created and sent, and how. Are they mailed? Will they be emailed or even hand-delivered? There are some very high-level donors that you may want to visit and bring a personalized thank you note. You may also want to hand-deliver thank you notes to staff. Yes, I understand that your staff gets paid, but events are a lot of work on top of their other duties. It doesn't hurt to tell them how much you appreciate their time and talents. There you have it. Those are the 7 key systems you need for nonprofit event success. Let's go through them again. Sponsorship sales, volunteer recruitment and management, event registration, money management, marketing and promo, project management, and gratitude. I want to give you 4 general tips for creating systems and procedures. So number one, keep your systems, processes, and procedures simple. Focus on high-level, big-bucket items that you need to get done. You can always come back and add more detail to your system, but start with the basics first and get those down and, again, get them in writing. Number two, automate whenever you can. When we were talking about thank yous, the gratitude system, your donor management systems and event registrations systems that will allow you to automate a thank you. So if somebody goes online, makes a donation, they will automatically get an emailed thank you that can also be used for their tax purposes. So set those up, use them when you can. That's just one thing less that you have to worry about. Number three, document everything. I can't stress this enough. Written procedures are how you will be able to delegate and, like Starbucks or any other large organization, written procedures are how you gain consistency in your event from year to year. Lastly, number four, ask your planning team to update the procedures as they go, or you can schedule some time every couple of years to update your documents. And I want to emphasize to schedule time, because this is one of the easiest things to get pushed to the bottom of your to-do list. So you have to make it a priority. So that's why I say get it on your calendar, schedule every 2 years to review and update your documents and your procedures and your systems. Or as I said, it's much easier to have your planning team update them as they go, but they are also busy in the moment, and oftentimes they don't do it. So get that time on the calendar to update it. For your listener action item, look at each of these systems and rank them in order of 1 to 7. 1 needs the most attention. It's the most urgent. And then 7 is nearly complete, or it needs very little work, or maybe it's just lower priority. Again, set time aside on your calendar to build out and improve the one that you ranked number one on this list, the one system. Only focus on one at a time. Like I said, they are very intertwined, but if you start thinking about all of these at once, you're going to get overwhelmed. So start with the most important, most urgent, and set aside some time and work on your system, your number one system for nonprofit event success. Now that sounds like a plan. I'll see you next time.